The Alaska Department of Natural Resources is proposing changes to what they say are confusing firearms restrictions in Chilkat State Park. The suggested change would open all of the park to legal discharge of weapons, except within half a mile of a road or developed facility. The current DNR regulations allow for discharge of a weapon for lawful hunting or trapping in the northern portion of Chilkat State Park, from Battery Point Trail south and west to Letnikoff Cove.
To use those two things as a demarcation line wasn't very clear. Yeah, that's not normally what we would do, and I don't know why this language was in there.
That's DNR's Southeast Area Parks Superintendent Mike Eberhardt. He says the current restrictions don't make much sense, and usually DNR demands more clarity in regulations they enforce.
So I think DNR is clarifying that mistake that happened a long time ago.
Stephanie Sell is a wildlife biologist with State Fish and Game who oversees hunting in the Chilkat Valley. She says if DNR lifts the restriction on discharge of weapons in the southern section of the park, hunting and trapping would be allowed by Fish and Game.
You know, it kind of didn't make a whole lot of sense that they would be able to hunt in the upper section that was closer to town versus the southern section that's kind of down on the peninsula. And so I think when they were actually writing up the language, there was it got changed at the last minute, and nobody really knows why. So I think people have been kind of fighting to say, well, why can't we hunt in the lower section? It seems like that's a little more safe.
Sell says she's heard from people throughout the years wondering why they couldn't hunt moose in the southern portion of the park.
This is kind of getting the ball rolling with listening to the public and going back and looking at, you know, the history of this regulation and kind of rectifying what sort of miscommunication happened well before my time.
Eberhardt with DNR says the issue was first brought to his attention about 15 years ago. He says after hearing about it throughout the years, he decided to bring the issue up the food chain at DNR to get it changed. And Eberhardt says for DNR, the main purpose of the proposed change is to increase public safety. In almost all instances where weapons discharge is allowed in a state park, there's a buffer zone around roads, trails, and other developed facilities. In the case of Chilkat State Park, that prohibition isn't there.
We don't want the discharge of firearms within half mile of a developed facility.
Eberhardt says the half-mile buffer would make safer areas that are currently unprotected, including Battery Point Trail and Mount Riley Trail. He says while he doesn't know of any accidents that have happened because of that oversight.
What I hope is it'll prevent anyone from being, you know, injured in the future by clarifying our discharge of firearms stuff. So.
While DNR hopes the regulation change will help protect people, Sell, with Fish and Game, hopes it will make hunting restrictions less confusing. She says if the new regulations were to pass before September 15th, this year's moose hunt would be allowed in a wider area of the Chilkat Peninsula.
But, you know, that being said, you know, we allow somewhere between 20 to 25 bulls that have the right antler configuration to be harvested in the Haines or in Unit 1D and specifically in the Chilkat Valley. You know, and if we start seeing a bunch of moose coming out of that southern section, that's something I'm going to keep an eye on. You know, we don't want to deplete populations that have been kind of protected for a while, but, you know, it certainly opens up some more opportunity for people for sure.
People interested in commenting on the proposed regulation changes have until this Friday at 5 p.m. to do so. Comments can be submitted to DNR by email, fax, or mail. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.